Indonesia is one of the world's largest suppliers of cloves, and the clove sector is one of their largest employers and also taxpayers. In this picture, the cloves are in the bottom left. They're these little things here. I like to use them for cooking and making curries, but in Indonesia, most cloves go towards cigarettes. Clove cigarettes are extremely popular in the country. In 1992, a cloves monopoly was set up in Indonesia. One trading board was given the exclusive right both to buy cloves from clove farmers and to sell those cloves to the cigarette industry. This trading board then had both monopoly power and also what economists call monopsony power, namely it being the single buyer of cloves from farmers. So what do you think happened? This trading board with exclusive power was able to get away with paying very little for the cloves when buying to the farmers, but it was able to charge a very high price for those cloves when it turned around and sold them to the cigarette companies. So basically all of the profits in this industry were sucked into this monopolistic, monopsonistic clove support and trading board. One agricultural economist commented, quote, "Cloves are one of the most distorted industries in the history of the world. You may wonder, by the way, who was running this trading board and receiving the income from it. Well, it was a fellow named Tommy Suharto. And Tommy Suharto was the youngest son of the country's president. Maybe you're not surprised by that. The good news is that the cloves monopoly and monopsony was disbanded later in the 1990s. The IMF, in fact, insisted upon this as a condition for granting aid to Indonesia to help that country cope with its financial crisis at the time. By the way, some years later, Tommy Suharto was sent to jail. He was found to have ordered the assassination of a Supreme Court judge in Indonesia. It seems he wasn't actually that nice a guy. But this isn't just a problem with Tommy Suharto. There's more general research about Indonesia. There's one paper that looked at the 20,000 manufacturing firms in Indonesia and labeled which of those firms were politically connected and which were not. It turns out that if a firm was considered to be politically connected, its chance of receiving an import license was 3 times higher. Keep in mind, in Indonesia at this point in time, there's a lot of protectionism, there's not very much free trade, and very often companies need import licenses to buy imports from abroad and even to stay in business at all. It was also found that if one of these firms had a member of the Suharto family on the board of directors of that company, the chance of receiving a required import license went up by 4 times. The good news, however, is that since this time, Indonesia has been liberalizing its trade relationships, and the country has been doing better and growing at a more rapid pace. For more on this topic, you can Google Indonesia Cloves Monopoly and also read this paper, Corrupt Protection for Sale to Firms, Evidence from Indonesia.